as far as, I've been here 4 years. I've been telling you the same thing about him as far as, he's real chill. It don't matter what you say about him. It don't matter how much you bring him down, try to bring him down. He's going to stay focused. He's still going to push through it. And as far as us being in the huddle and things like that, he still pushes to keep going. So at the end of the day, it don't matter. At the end of the day, we behind him. Everybody can talk all they want to talk. At the end of the day, he's our quarterback. We're in the postseason. We rocking.
Has he played better, though, than he's being perceived to play?
Yeah, he's been playing great. I mean, my thing is, the thing I focus on is when it's time to be a leader, is he stepping up and being a leader? You know, when you got players in the huddle tending to put their head down and things like that, including myself in certain situations, is he in there, you know, building us up, picking us up? Let's go. Let's get it going. And that's what he's doing. And that's why everybody's going out there and being able to compete the way we compete, even to Cole. You know, Blake says a lot to Cole as far as, you know, just keep your head, communicating and things like that. And look how great he's doing. It's as long as he's the leader of this team, that's all I care about.
Bottom line, though, is he's playing with a lot of young guys, with you and Allen out.
Yeah, and that's the best thing about it. And that's where you see his potential at in the mindset. You know, most quarterbacks in that situation, they may seem like they're not stressing, but they're stressed. In Blake's situation, I don't feel like he's stressed at all. He just had to handle what he handled. And I think he got that from when A-Rod went down.
How about he could use you back.
Oh, yeah. You know what I'm saying?
What do you think?
Yeah, for sure. You know what I'm saying? I wish I could be out there to help as much as I can these last couple of weeks, but unfortunately I couldn't. But I'm doing as much as I can to get back. Slow process. You know, my thing is I got to understand my injury and I'll take my time as far as getting back. I do not want to hurt the team, and that's the biggest thing for me is going out there and not being able to go full.
Marcus, when you're working on the side, running, that sort of thing, I mean, does the ankle, is there pain now when you're running, or is it just a matter of?
Yeah. I mean, it's an injury.
Right.
It hurts, you know what I'm saying? But my thing is, it's all about how much I can be able to tolerate. You know what I'm saying? It's a short amount of time. We don't have time to rest and do things like that. Do as much treatment as you can. You can't overboard it. But at the end of the day, it's all about how you feel.
Kearns is one of your closer friends, I'd imagine. Just, does it seem like there's never a moment that's too big for him from pretty much the moment he's got here?
No, Hearns is A1, man. That's why we call him A1. Hearns has never had a problem. My thing is, the thing you know about Hearns, out of everybody in here, he's probably the least stressed. He don't stress at all. Less than Blake. And with all the situations that we've been in, injuries, things like that, as far as outside stuff, like as far as the commonest person, the one of the persons you can actually call and talk to in any situation who's going to give you good, positive advice and make sure you're calm and cool, collective times.
How big is that for guys like Keelan and Dee Dee? Guys who probably left some plays out there on Sunday to have someone like Hearns bounce their feelings off.
That's A1, man, because I know Cole and Dee Dee beat themselves up about last game, you know, a lot. And my thing to them was, it happens, you know, and, you know, it was a good thing that Hearns had the ability to actually be there with him, because I think they would have freaked out a little bit if he wasn't. But, you know, having him there and having the ability to make sure everybody's relaxed and calm and go back out there and keep their mind is very important. I feel like as far as the receiver group goes, when Hearns not out there, you know, I'm the leader, but when he's out there, he's there.